You're listening to the Everything Swallow podcast with Sean and Shayna Swallow.
Put on your house robe.
That's right, it's the Swallow.
And your fluffy shoes,
'cause the Swallows are here. Make yourself comfortable,
giggle, giggle,
the Swallows
giggle.
Are here. Baba doot and da da, the Swallows are here. Ba ba, it's the Swallow. Welcome to this episode.
Okie dokie.
What a day, huh? Tuesday.
What a Tuesday.
You know what I always say? It's Tuesday.
Tuesday.
It's all downhill from here. That's what I always say.
I think that's Wednesday.
No, because Wednesday is tomorrow.
I know.
But once Tuesday is here, it's like, okay, now we're through with Tuesday, then it's all downhill. Because you get to Wednesday, you're always like, all right. Right? So
no.
Why not just grab that an extra day?
I guess.
That's what I do. That's what I say.
Okay.
That's my thing.
I guess so.
That's my thing. That's always kind of in my mantra.
All right.
It's Tuesday. Week's half pretty much over.
I didn't know.
It's all downhill from here.
I had no idea. I've never heard you say that ever before.
Well, I know.
Oh, you know.
You know.
I know.
I know.
Where?
I do say it, though.
Misha.
I used to say it.
When?
When I worked.
I never heard you say that ever.
Were you there when I worked?
I drove you to work. I picked you up from work.
The thing I would say at the place.
It's Marlon.
That I worked. Oh, Marlion.
He's here.
Oh, he's here and we're live.
He's gotta be here.
Oh. Marlon!
Come in! Don't whisper.
Oh, you can't whisper. We're live.
We've already announced you.
You're all good, yeah. Yeah.
Hi, podcast listeners.
Yeah. Yeah, we're live. How are you?
I'm good. What's up?
You worked a long-ass day.
I did. It's a long-ass day.
Long
Jeez,
day.
It is.
Long day screwing people back together.
I know. Have
sit
a
down,
seat.
I've
screwed a lot of people in my life.
Yeah.
Screwing them back together.
Just push that on the floor. Those
today,
are Sean's pants.
I took
he
my pants.
He doesn't have them on.
What's up, Jess and Joy and DP? Or
ooh,
DQ,
ooh,
not DP.
DP.
Just turn that one. Just turn that.
What?
This here.
And this one?
Yep, you just turn that guy like that. That'll do stuff.
Well, I could just put it here.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, so we just went live. We just started live. We just got going this evening.
And nice.
We've got a couple people here at DP. DQ. It looks like DQ. DQ. Dairy Queen King. It's freaking. Is it getting cold out there?
It is getting cold.
Yeah.
That's
because
so
the
funny.
Snow is a coming. Who's texting you now?
Jennifer Z.
Oh, well, look at this. A text about Marlon.
I know.
Isn't that interesting?
Who's this from?
Jennifer. She says, do we and the Green-Eyed Dragon, a.k.a. Marlon, want to be the Z family's Christmas list? They just got their cards from the pictures you took.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I want to see this Christmas card. Yeah.
Sure. I love it.
Yeah, I got to see this Christmas card. Because you guys set up a whole scene. You guys did, like, I don't want to reveal it, but I guess
yeah.
You can because there's a lot of people that's not going to get a card.
Right.
But, like... you actually were there the moment that the dad cut the tree and it all fell down on the family.
It did.
Fell
yeah,
right on
them. And then somehow he was under it too.
Well,
so it's like, well, guys, smile.
It's like, all right, let's
that
take
should
a
be your
picture.
Christmas card since you all have Santa hats on.
luckily, I was here with the camera.
I love it.
Yeah,
I love it.
I think that's
I love
brilliant.
It.
Well, that's cool, though, that they put, like, thought into it.
Yeah.
And not, you know, they made the whole tree-getting experience more than just the tree.
Yeah.
They did.
Yeah.
They really did.
That's fun.
I think even as a family, you could tell that he was an outdoorsman.
Oh, yeah.
And he was, you know, in his element.
Right.
Side,
he was
you know?
Excited.
Just climbing through the forest, jumping over the creek, and like, oh, maybe we should backtrack across the creek. And
I wish we just spent more time. We didn't get to spend a whole lot of time with them.
I feel like I was your, you know,
liaison.
I was your liaison.
Yeah, you got the photos to prove it. Because
there's a lot of people, so we
were able to
break up.
That's true. That's right. You're doing your crowd control. You worked with all of the couples, actually.
All of the couples.
You're the couple. No. You're the tree whisperer.
I love
the
it.
Tree whisperer.
The yoni whisperer. In some
Come
circles.
Come to me. I am the green-eyed dragon.
Well, this was supposed to be Shayna's last day.
At St. Nick's.
Yeah.
It's not.
No. They talked
it's not even Christmas yet.
They talked to her a few more
but
days.
But I could have been done today if I wanted to be.
Yeah. You're having fun, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, why not? Yeah.
Shmear. It's not bad. It's fun.
I love it.
I mean, it's freaking
I'm
packed.
Having a good time.
Still, today, when I went in there, it was freaking packed.
It's packed. I know. It's so packed.
I saw Emma today at work.
I saw her for 1 second.
Like, she was dead to the world.
Mm-hmm.
She was standing, sleeping.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Yeah, she had no hair done today, nothing. Mm-hmm. It was in a bun. She's like, I saw her for 1 second.
Yeah. Because it's exhausting in there.
Oh, my God. You run. It is a marathon.
Dude, I'm telling you, people are lined up out the
From
door.
Now until Christmas, Before it is a marathon of just maintaining the shop. It's amazing.
It's an amazing
it's
store.
It's an amazing
it really
store.
Is.
And it's amazing what's happening
Crazy.
In there. I'm telling you, I made some of the biggest bows in the last couple days. I woke up with a Charlie horse in my arm, like, right?
For making Christmas
From
bows.
From making bows.
Just a boho.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they're so beautiful, though. I do a good job.
She's a boho.
You should make your own bows.
All right, so.
I know, right? I should make some.
We don't, if you notice, we don't have any bows in the
house. I know.
I do. I have bows. I just haven't hung them yet.
So, Brad, here's the deal with Brad. Brad is gifting his daughter, children. I don't even know what he's got. Boys and girls. Girls and boys. He's got a tribe over there.
Mm-hmm.
To Disney. They're giving him a trip to Disney in July. They're going to go with some friends and all this other stuff. So they want to know if we can help them come up with a riddle for a big reveal, you know, for like Christmas morning. So I think like first and foremost, you got to start buying some Disney stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
You need to have like Disney shirts so in each gift is like a clue to somewhere.
Right,
or,
right, right. That's why I asked if he was getting the wristbands.
What are these wristbands?
Well, they're like, they're in the shape of the Mickey Mouse head.
Okay.
And you wear it like a Fitbit.
Okay.
And then it gets you into whatever you've paid for at the park.
Oh, it's
and
like...
And they're collectibles, you know what I mean? People like collect them.
That's good.
And they
So it's like
have
their
them.
Ticket, their fast
right.
pass
yes.
or whatever.
Yes,
they're
yes, for. There you go.
Okay.
Fast pass.
And I bet it tracks them and it knows.
And like foods and
drinks.
And
they use
and,
it to get, you know, data and information and analytics on their
Absolutely.
Customers and then see what their rides they
right.
like the most
right.
and what they hate. Oh, you know what? They just, nobody visits that little teacup of vomit.
Right. And dad's credit card's attached to it so they can eat food
Cha-ching,
or whatever.
Oh, probably.
Yes.
Like a room.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
I said that.
You did?
Yeah.
Huh.
It's almost like the Epic Pass. You know,
yeah.
For the
What's
resorts.
Up, new?
Yeah, absolutely.
We got Hempler. C.S. Hempler is with us.
What's up?
What's up, Hemp?
Or Shempler, maybe. It could be C. Shempler.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, that's good. I don't know. That's fun. Okay, we'll have to think about that.
Yep.
We're probably going to have to talk to them, see if they get some stuff. Some
Yeah, they're
going
to have to get gifts.
Yeah.
You got to have the, you know... And maybe like something that would indicate you're going on an airplane, like a neck pillow or something
that's
like that. Or a little bag, a little travel bag that's Disney.
How old are his kids?
Children aged. Okay. Kid size.
Yeah.
I think under 10, I think. Okay. I really don't know.
Do they wipe themselves?
Yeah, I think so.
You know,
so.
I'm not going to go out on that limb and say that they do. I'm gonna assume.
If they wipe themselves, then
they're
they
fun. They're gonna have a good time.
They're obviously old enough to. He wants to make a riddle, mm-hmm. so they've got some cognitive
skills. Yeah, something
skills
to do.
Some, yeah, so they're they're old enough to understand.
Well, duh.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I just don't know. Okay, I'm gonna go over under 10,
yeah.
over
yeah.
5.
Okay,
yeah.
so. Star Wars has been acquired by Disney, and they're
oh yeah,
right now, so like
yeah.
maybe like a little
throw
Star
in some
Wars
Disney
figure.
Stuff. Oh,
what did Jason
Disney.
And Mike's just see? Right,
they went to the Star Wars place, but I don't remember. Is that in California or
there's one?
I don't know. This
Florida,
is what we got.
Florida and California.
Oh, there is in both.
Yeah.
Oh well, snap.
We have to find all of this out. No. From Brad.
No. No.
We can't. You can't make a riddle if you don't know where they're going and what they're doing.
We kind of can.
Yeah.
We don't have to give any, like, location.
Make it right now.
But okay, I will. give me 2 minutes.
Go talk on. About yeah, yourself. Not 2 minutes.
Talk about yourself.
Come on.
Get a bag. Yeah. I got ideas, I think.
A shirt and a hat and a bag. Is that what you just said?
Yep. that say Disney?
Or, right.
Because if they're smart kids, they'll figure that out.
Yeah, yeah, right. I mean, you give them a Disney shirt and a suitcase, right, and they should know that you're shipping them off. You know? Totally. Yeah,
I guess.
So someone has asked a very important question that I also don't have the answer for. Hmm. Why is the name DQKKDP?
What?
Why? I think that the app assigns the name.
Oh, I think you can change it.
And I don't know. Maybe go to, like, profile.
Jason changed his. Yeah, maybe in
look,
profile.
Raspberry has obviously changed their name. Raspberry, how did you change your name from DPQKKPRK in Cincinnati?
In Cincinnati. Love it.
Oh, Brad, we were just talking about you. That's so funny. What's up? We were just talking about your conundrum with your riddle and the Disney. And we've decided that you should just send Shane and I to Disney and forget this whole riddle thing. It's complicated.
That's funny.
Raspberry says if you go into your profile, DP, you can change it there.
DP.
Well, that's the last two letters in the name. It's DP. I didn't pick it. I mean, I'd keep it, but.
Or just change it to DP.
Yeah, just get rid of all that extra stuff in front of it. Brad, we were saying that you're going to need to get some gifts, you know, like Disney themed gifts, like shirts and hats and a bag. Marlon suggested a Star Wars thing. That might give them
right.
some sort of creativity.
Some event, oh, something Disney. You're going to see
a,
there.
We have a brand new caller. Raspberry is calling in. Let's see if we can make this work. Hello? Nope, not there. I didn't make it work. So what you get, what I thought you could do is start off something small, like get him something that's related to being on an airplane, like a neck pillow or something, and then they'd be like, oh, we're going to take a flight? We're going to go on an airplane ride? Call back, Raspberry. I think I screwed it up. I clicked the wrong button. And then maybe something like, and we did the over-under on your kids, like they're old enough to kind of wipe themselves but not old enough to drive a car. So we figure they're somewhere in between that.
Is it loud?
No.
Okay. That age. Kathy. Hey, Kathy. But you can call me DP. yeah, a bunch of small gifts, stuff like that. Like maybe a little Pandora Hearts Forever
no,
bracelet.
No, don't get that.
Or
so I get a dangly charm every
year.
Holiday for the rest of my
you
life.
You have to put no thought into a gift ever again. You just get them a little charm
that's
for their
horrible,
Pandora dangly.
Because one time I said I liked birds.
3, 7, and 10. Oh, see? They're smart enough.
Oh, they're
you
gonna
got,
know.
Now you got to make it tricky.
Yeah.
For the 7 and 10 year olds.
Yeah.
The 3 year old.
We need to know where you're going. What are you going to see there?
And
what, are you going to see Star Wars?
What card? What's
see?
The name on the card you're putting on the room?
are you going to World or Land?
Right. World what? Or Land.
What's the difference? Well, one. Which one's in Florida?
Disneyland.
World. Land.
Disneyland's in Cali.
Cali. What's up, Lulu? Ah, okay.
We should have had like Jason it. Book his trip.
Should have had Jason.
Jason
yeah, we
is
have
the Disney guru, and now they pay him to book trips there because he's so good at
yep.
going there.
He works for Disney, and that's what he does is he sets people up on these awesome trips and
nice.
Vacations. Maybe he could still get a, something.
California Adventure in Disneyland.
Ooh, you can go to Star Wars.
Yeah.
That's sweet.
Then you got to get a baby Yoda.
Oh, no. Yeah, I got a list of things I might need you to bring back. For the show.
No.
Not for me.
I meant for his riddle.
Oh, yeah, for your riddle. Oh, yeah, Baby Yoda.
Yeah.
You can't. I bet you got to shop now. You probably had to pre-order a Baby Yoda. I'm sure they're going like...
Yeah,
there's
no Baby Yodas available.
They're the Cabbage Patch dolls. Now,
yeah.
Listen, did
Three
I tell you...
before Christmas?
Did I tell you what someone told me about this universe? That I was incorrect?
Right.
So this.
Thanks for the advice. What advice did we give Brad?
Shirt, hat, and a bag.
Knowing you, it's something in the bedroom related. Apparently, this Mandalorian is after Yoda's death. This is after the fall of the Empire.
Okay.
This is after the sixth film.
Okay.
Which is going to be the seventh film now, because Rise of Skywalker.
Which comes out on the 20th?
20th or something like that. I think I want to see that in the theater.
Yeah, me too.
But this is all after that, I guess. So this can't be Yoda. It could be reincarnated Yoda. No. Maybe Yoda. I think it's
Yoda. Yoda laid an egg.
Yoda's love child with Padme.
He did. He laid an egg.
That's what I think.
Yoda laid an egg.
Yoda laid an egg. I can yodel pretty good. Yoda laid an egg. The forces are with you. Yoda laid an egg, and now the forces are with you. I don't know. Maybe it's not. That's what I said. This new one, his name is Hoda.
Oh, I don't want your pen.
I don't know why I want you to have the pen.
I want your lighter. That's funny.
I don't know. I just think Kendra Green and put ears on her. Someone wants to paint someone green. I missed it. Oh, just paint Kendra green and put ears on her. Because she's little.
Like an elf.
Get it? Like Yoda.
Okay.
Yoda. Something like that. To get them little things that'll throw them off. Don't get them a baby Yoda.
Experimenting in body painting.
We are experimenting in body painting, but I don't know if that's the way to go on Christmas morning for you guys.
Right. Kids are smart. Anything Disney.
Yeah, her come running out dressed in all body paint like a little Yoda. That may not be the best Christmas morning.
Throw keys to like California somehow, like.
Ocean-y stuff, like a beach.
You know what? Or even get like an ornament, fires. A little beach.
Yeah, like set your tree on fire.
No.
Oh, no.
No.
What
if it's a green tree, it won't burn.
Put a bunch of sand. Put a bag of sand on your carpet under the tree.
No.
Like you're going to the beach. It'll vacuum up.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't.
Okay.
It grows mold in your grass.
There's already gifts under there and stuff.
There's already gifts under there?
That's what it looks like. It's done, plus. I'll make them so happy with all the gifts. Our train is off the tracks.
Oh, it fell off the track.
I feel like you did that, Brad. that's our advice on how to write a riddle for your children. We appreciate Brad's input.
We didn't come up with anything.
That is our limited knowledge on all things Disney.
We don't know anything.
We know that there's rides, you get a wristband, and Baby Yoda may or may not be there.
Right. I hope so.
Well, he's not Baby Yoda. He is Mini Hoda.
Stop with the Hoda.
I like calling him Hoda.
That's the worst name on the planet.
Yeah, but people know him. It's like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. It's Hoda. She needs help. Ideas for Christmas for a guy that has everything. I would get a cryptic box.
Well,
that's what I would do. Go get a cryptic box, and it's kind of like the man boxes that they send out each month, right?
Oh, right, yeah.
But only it's got different things about cryptic. So one box will be Bigfoot, and then the next box will come, it'll maybe Mothman.
Oh, that's
and then
bad
the next
idea.
Box will be right. All Slender right. Man and stuff like that.
I've seen boxes too that have like the guy who has everything.
Yep.
You know, it's all kind of like weird wallet pocket knives and.
Yeah, but that's all crap that you're just going to collect in your top drawer of your dresser.
But that's
you know
shit
I mean?
You're going to give to somebody else. Regift a lot.
Yeah. Oh, maybe. That's what you need. We need to make the re-gift box. So you just go online and you order a bunch of stuff that you
a
give.
A re-gift box?
That your man or whatever will just re-gift back to you or other people. It's perfect gift.
This is what I want,
get
so I'm going to give it to you.
Get something for yourself and someone else at the same time.
That's a good idea.
It's brilliant. That's copyrighted by Everything Swell, not to be used without permission. Everything Swell.
Absolutely.
The re-gift box. Available. We have things swallow.com.
For the man who has everything, he needs, like, a gift card.
No, but that's lame.
Yeah. But it's not lame.
I like opening stuff. If you're going to give me a gift card, tape it to the bottom of a giant box full of styrofoam and balls or something. You know what I mean? Make me hunt for it. I'd still
a gift card?
I wouldn't want a gift card. I would take a gift card. I'd take a fat gift card to, like, Guitar Center or something like that, something specific. Like, I wanted to buy you a $1,000 guitar, but here's a $1,000 gift card to that music store.
Right.
You know, that I could see.
Something like that, yeah, but a gift card? I don't know.
Maybe like a Cabela's.
I go more intimate. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah. Because,
I go more intimate, sexual, like
gift card to fascination.
Yeah.
No, yeah. Like a room.
Well, and in that room there could be a gift card.
Wow. Are you telling me you want a gift card?
No, I don't want a gift card. I told you what
really
I want.
Pushing the
I want a songbook and I want a Swatch watch.
Swatch watch.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Swatch.
That's it. I'm nice. Getting you a CB radio and your very own trucker name. But you got to buy those. I guess I didn't know that. I looked into it. You can't just.
They're like domain names.
Oh, yeah. You can't just gravel, you know, whatever out of there, whatever you would want to be. You like Dirty Lady?
I like Josh. The man who has everything doesn't have nothing, so give him nothing.
Oh, ooh. Brilliant.
That's what he doesn't have.
That's right.
He doesn't have disappointment in his life.
There you go.
He's got everything.
Got some now.
Yeah. So get him nothing.
Yeah, you're so cocky. Like, guess what you got? You got me this brand new pair of $100 shoes.
Yeah. I would probably not get shoes, but
I wouldn't either.
Something else.
Maybe DP for a trucker name. Ah, ooh. That's not a bad idea. Breaker, breaker. There's DP. Come on back.
And DP the front. Swallow.
Hey, it's me. I'm running down I-72. Come on.
Yeah, just come on up the front and come on in back. Breaker one.
Breaker two. Over.
Yeah, I like it. Funny. No, I did get my work. DP. Come on back now.
They went to Mexico, so she's got an upper game.
Who? He got her a trip to Mexico?
Ooh.
You're screwed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what. You're screwed.
Who is that? Who are we talking to? Is that Mary?
Yeah. Mary.
So I thought that was Mary. Yeah. I can tell by her picture.
Change your name from HQ.
Yeah, put Mary
your headquarters,
on there.
7D.
Mary, yeah, you do need to up your game because you did have a great trip now that I know who I'm talking to.
Yeah, he nailed it on that.
Yeah, then, like, take him to Glenwood Springs. Do, like, a little local trip.
Yeah. So, Mexico.
No.
Do South Dakota.
No. It's Christmas.
Do Steamboat Springs.
Yeah.
Ooh.
We'll trip up to Strawberry Park. Yeah. We'll sit in the hot tub.
Yeah.
The hot springs.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It's all steamy.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that's close, but it's still a fun thing to do.
Well, you would want to go to where there's a little town, so there would be kind of a Christmas village.
Right.
Something like that.
Walk around,
you don't want to just
see it. Yeah.
You don't take them to Lyman or nothing. You know what I mean? You want to go somewhere where it's going to be nice.
Lyman.
Yeah. I mean, like, the Super 8 in Lyman, they just put in a new pool. So I wanted to go check it out. They've done South Dakota. Okay, well, fine. You've done everything. Cripple Creek. Da-da-da. So we're doing Cripple Creek for an ice fest. Well, then you guys are fine. Get him some socks and tell him thanks for Mexico.
I would still do something dirty.
Yeah, well, yeah. And I was
going
to say,
that's all you got.
Throw
you're traveling everywhere. Yeah. You're doing everything.
It's like,
do something a little dirty, a little risque.
There you go.
Meow, meow.
Bam, bam, bam.
Go maybe, to the circus.
Yeah. I do the worst.
No, the other circus.
I'm trying to defer. What you could do is you've now made me lose my mind.
Give him the booty, just like Josh said.
The booty.
The booty. The boutoir.
Oh, booty, booty. Back it up,
no,
back it up.
I had an booty, idea.
Booty. Back it up, back it up.
I had an idea.
I saw it. It was like a little bubble. It popped.
Yeah. Take him to the stock show.
No.
I'll be singing at the stock show this year on the 21st if you'd like to come. It's a Saturday. Come and sing.
Of December?
July.
What?
No, it's in January. Oh, we should go to the parade again. Don't you think? Hello?
I'm lighting this. You got a hole in here. You always put a hole in here. You're so aggressive.
When does it start? I know it's in January. Yes, so we are going to... I will be singing at the National Stock Show that starts in the first week of January, and it goes through the end of January.
Hey, I thought we were keep having something to drink.
It's under there, and we're hidden.
Oh, right.
And I should know all of this because I do this every year, but I don't commit anything to memory, which is unfortunate.
Yes, you do some things.
I do. I know where I live. I make it back here every single day. So, kiss my butt.
You know what? I'm really grateful for that. I'm glad.
Yep.
It's so. You can make it back home every day.
Yep.
I love it.
And some days I even drive by myself.
Yes, you have been driving by yourself. That's good for you.
Somebody poked a hole in this.
Yes. Yeah. We know the culprit.
It wasn't me. So January 7th. So I wonder when the parade is. We should go. The cattle arrive. Yard arrives in the stockyards on the 9th. Cattle arrive at the barn on the 7th. Catch a calf arrives at the barn. Stock show kickoff parade is January 9th at noon.
No.
And we're going to go to it at noon because I'll be off work.
At noon.
And you shan't be working.
What?
Yep. Livestock Forum. Kickoff, judging, contest, stadium.
I don't work on Saturdays.
No, I know that. National Youth. Perfect. Yeah, Utes. And we've got tickets.
Is gonna be there.
I should get like 8 tickets.
Okay.
Yeah.
And take people.
And we should take.
Great
people.
Idea.
Take people.
Let's do it.
I should.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, I'm gonna call her today. Okay. I'll text her tomorrow.
You call her.
Hey, lady.
Did you know when I was a kid, the stockyards were the first place I ever shaved an alpaca.
Oh, how did you do that? You just met them, and I'm the green-eyed dragon. I want to shave your alpaca.
Follow-up question. Yes. Where was the second place you shaved an alpaca?
That's a long story. But I do have really nice socks.
Why were you shaving an alpaca?
He owns an alpaca.
I own 2 alpaca.
Oh, that's right. Currently, yep. You're still an alpaca owner.
I am.
Alpaca.
You're all over the place. You got all kinds of stuff going on. Alpaca man. But yet I've never seen an alpaca piece of clothing
on you.
It's the softest thing ever.
Let's see your alpaca underwear.
Yeah. Right. Show me something. Show me something.
I love this.
Show me what you're alpaca in. That was funny.
That's great. Yeah. This makes me think of the episode of Sweaty Balls.
Sweaty Balls?
Yeah.
Those are some sweaty balls.
Those are some real sweaty balls.
Those are nice. They're salt. They're not as salty as I thought they'd be.
Your balls are much bigger than I thought.
Because I'm 4% alpaca.
All right. Well, anyway, there's things going on while you're working. I'm making things happen. Singing at the stock show in January.
Okay.
And then on the 21st, we're going to record an episode with a crossover episode with Code 3 again.
Oh, fun.
Here.
Ghost hunting?
No, we're gonna do a follow-up on the Mothman.
Oh.
And then we're going to go to Breckenridge and go to an old theater, I believe it is, and do some ghost hunting. Which is going to be cool. But that's not the same day. That's going to be a different day.
Okay. That's going to be fun. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there we go. Ooh, a ghost hunt in Georgetown. That's January 4th.
Oh, fun. Nice.
And I said that we would be available for that. And they want to drive so we can get drunk. Which I don't do that.
No.
I don't ride with people.
You said no. They want to drive?
Yeah, so we can get drunk, but we don't ride with people.
Well, there's one, because he has a designated driver now for the next... couple trimesters.
Uh-huh. All right. Okay. Okay. If she's driving,
yeah,
all
that's
right.
That's what I mean. Yeah. All they right. They have a designated driver.
All right. Then me.
We're going to go ghost. I want to go ghost hunting.
Just a few drinks.
And have
then.
A couple drinks. Exactly. And go ghost hunting
just
for sure.
Few.
And I'm bringing my own recording equipment.
Ooh.
Because I have some. Oh. I'm going to buy it. With that gift card. Jane is getting me to Guitar Center. Hint, hint. No. I'm not kidding. Yeah, I mean, I'm kidding.
I'll buy you so many musical instruments.
I know, right?
You that broke closet. Your leg. I'll buy you guitar.
I
know. I'll buy you.
Two guitars.
A Wii.
A Wii. We played the living crap out of that Wii. Plus, yeah. I still play one of the guitars. And the other one, I played and I sold it for more money than I spent on it.
Yeah.
I wish I hadn't sold my Ibanez, though. Yeah. But that's all right, you know? It's the funny thing is when you're broke, you think if you don't sell stuff right now, you're going to die.
Oh, there we go.
She Mary Poppins, she changed. All right, DP, keep your, just get rid of all those other letters.
Just keep the D and the P.
That's it. Current talk with Rolo is here with us. Enter has entered the
Enter.
The room. Enter.
Enter.
That's a good name to have.
Enter.
And then.
That
means
come in.
Right. We're going to have Dark Web Daniel on here at some Ooh. Point.
All right.
But the last week of this month is going to be just like
packed
you and
in.
I, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how we're gonna pound them in. We're going to shove. We are going to be shoving them into our days.
Shoving
there.
Them in.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Deep down inside there.
DPing them.
That's
got my Christmas issue of Mad Magazine in the mail yesterday. Pretty excited about that.
Yeah.
Can't wait to go through that and look.
Yeah.
It's got some pretty risque. It's what it has is what I was looking through, the stupidest, the dumbest people of 2019. And they've got them highlighted in like some of the huge names that pop up are probably ones I shouldn't say. Because they seem rude.
Yeah.
This magazine's really rude. I mean, it's like the biggest one in the middle is Caitlyn Jenner. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's rude.
And Donald Trump.
Yeah.
And, you know what I mean? It's like, actually, Mad Magazine is just to read quietly by the toilet. That's why it comes in the brown package anymore.
Uh-huh.
It is exactly the magazine it's always been.
Yeah. Now it's covered up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's exactly right. The Christmas cards go out tomorrow.
Oh, no. Actually, we've changed it. Now we're doing only Valentine's cards. Because we had more of those. So some people are going to get Christmas cards, but some are going to get Valentine's. Yeah.
I choose
yes.
you.
So just hold on to those. It's only like 60 days. Right?
It's not that far.
Oh, it's not like, yeah, 45
it's
days.
It's not that far,
totally.
Huh?
Just, yeah, about 50 or so days. Just hold on to those.
That's great.
And then happy Valentine's.
Yeah.
We're going to make a little video while we take them to the post office.
We are. I'm going to make it rain Christmas cards into that hopper. Like Christmas ho. Ho, ho, ho.
Make it rain,
yeah.
These hoes.
That's so great. We were putting your return address because I don't want people to know where I live.
That's
I don't want people to know.
That's a bad idea.
That's a violation of my privacy.
I'd be obligated to answer all of those.
Oh my God, I love it.
This it's gonna be funny. There's like 70 of them.
This could maybe be more. To Santa.
It could have been to Santa. It. Yeah, that's right. No, it's just return to sender. Nobody gets anything. Uh-huh. It's gonna be fine. I don't know how many there are, but I know that your list is long.
Yeah, it's good. They'll go out.
And I pulled all the shirts today.
Good.
So those are going to be going out at the same time.
Yeah.
So they'll be happy.
There's going to be so many packages. It's going to be great.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
I'm making it rain.
Yeah.
Some mail in there.
Yeah, bitches.
I'm a mail with extra glitter.
Glitter.
Mary Poppins.
Yes.
She loves the glitter.
I love the glitter.
Maybe that's what she needs to do is take him on a Mary Poppins experience.
Ooh.
Oh, you know what I mean.
I knew what you
Spoonful
mean.
Spoonful of sugar. Yeah.
Bring your umbrella.
That's right.
Right, and your knickers.
Your knickers.
Oh, yeah. Knickers. He needs to be so wearing the funny. Knickers.
Yeah, okay. Okay. I'm yeah. in.
You know what? Those are just capri pants for men.
Absolutely.
With a button.
A button. Well, it's adjustable to your calf.
Well, yeah. Your like, I have fat calves.
Your knicker. You would need a big calf hole.
Yeah, I need a calf. A very large calf hole. My calf hole. Excuse me, ma'am. Could you make my calf hole a little bigger? Oh, God. I'm so tired of my calf hole.
Do you have elastic for that?
Yep. Well, once you start elastic in your calf holes, yep. you're just around the waist, and before you know it, you're in mom jeans.
Yeah.
We knew a guy that wore mom jeans. Remember that guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where all the jean was stretchy?
No.
Where it went all
the way up. Where the pocket was like 14 inches from the back pocket. You could put a slot. You could put a whole ruler in there.
Like Jordache.
You could put a toaster.
Remember the Jordache?
Yeah, exactly. The Jordache. Exactly. Yeah. Now, when I was rocking the Z Cavariccis,
yes.
you know, they had like 13 buttons down the front. Now, that was cool. And that was some like faded denim and a real...
Hey, listen.
The acid wash.
Yeah, acid wash.
Those were pretty amazing jeans.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember my mom buying it for me. That was the only thing she bought me for school clothes. That was it. One pair of jeans. Because that blew the budget.
Yeah, yep. They were so expensive.
They're like $60. That back in those days, that might as well be $150 now.
I was talking to one of the younger PAs I work with at work, and she's talking about, we're going to go home, we're going to Netflix and chill.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, that's so, like, Netflix and chill.
Yeah, that's over.
I'm like, I'm old school. We used to Blockbuster and chill.
Yeah. No, not us, man. We Blockbustered and fingered. Under a blanket in the basement. Waiting for that damn thing to rewind. So you can watch the next movie.
What are we going
to
do now?
I don't know. Wait for this to rewind. Click. What? I was doing nothing.
Next movie.
Hey, if you wanted to be kind...
Rewind.
You rewind it. That's what she did. Yeah. That's just how it was.
Yeah.
Do you remember that when that was the thing?
It was the Blockbuster thing.
I still have my Blockbuster card. Sometimes I whip it out.
You might.
Just in places. Like I get pulled over and I hand them the Blockbuster card. Oh, sorry. That's from when I owned that store.
Whatever has your rental number on the back of it.
No. Those were a company credit cards.
Yeah, that was my company credit card. Oh, you didn't have the BB card?
Oh my god.
All the major institutions. Yes. They took it.
Yeah. That is so funny.
Except Hollywood Video. You couldn't use it there.
No.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, but Hollywood Video, they sold DVDs cheap.
What about the days when there was the little curtain, the back room?
When you could go through X.
And it had the neon. It had a little neon, some of them, that said adult or just the X's.
That was pre-Blockbuster, right? Because that's when it was still owned by the mom and pop. Mm-hmm. That's before the Walmarts.
Mm-hmm. Was it?
Of Blockbuster Video came in.
They didn't have X-rated at Blockbuster or Hollywood Video.
I know, they
didn't.
But, no. But when those two companies
came out
mm-hmm. and got super strong, they put all the mom and pop places.
They gobbled them all up.
Yeah, and the mom and pop places were places.
Then you sold all your mainstream stuff off to Blockbuster, and then you just became a porn store.
Right.
Yeah, smart.
Smart.
That's where the money was. Look at Blockbuster's gone. You can still go out and buy VHS porn.
you can get Betamax.
Yeah. I guarantee it. Yeah. You can get it on any platform you want.
That's collector, man.
Is it 8mm?
Retro collector. Projector.
There was an 8mm projector and editing bay at the auction last week with reels of film. I mean, who knows what's on them?
Could have been porn.
It didn't look like it because no one had pulled them out and like. I remember looking at Super 8 porn when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, my dad had it.
I was going to say, it was totally. Your dad's.
He had those little cans and they'd get them out and pull them up. Ooh, look. Look, look, look. Run your face across it. Oh, look, she's running. Stuff like that.
Run your face across it.
You know what I mean. Run it across your face or whatever. Like, you know.
I got it right here.
Oh, God.
I'm getting dizzy.
No.
That's what DP is.
You're the one who said it. Oh. That's funny.
Yeah, well, I mixed up my words.
I know.
Yeah, that's funny. Gosh, people have been drawing porn as long as whatever it took. Like, there's that one movie where he's got like a scroll under his bed. He's the caveman and pulls it out and they open it up and it's drawings of penises and men and you know, like stick figure dudes with wieners. Right.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
A Norseman.
A Norseman, yeah.
Yeah, a Norseman on Netflix. And he's like, I don't know what that is, those men with those penises.
And then he's got wooden dildos.
He's got a wooden
three
dildo.
Three of them. Yes. He's like, those are ten steaks.
Those are 10 steaks. Yeah, that's right. Have you ever run into someone you know homemade porn? No. No. I don't know that I understand the question, but I'm going to say no. I've only made homemade porn with Shayna.
Yeah.
And I run into her as often as possible.
We're going to run into each other later.
I've never known anyone that's ever done porn.
No.
Even though I have that picture upstairs that's signed to Sean, thanks for the good time, and she's a porn star, but I was only 10.
Right.
Well... Yeah, let me show you guys a couple of videos real quick.
You know, I happen to be, actually. Not only am I an alpaca farmer, I also did a little stint in the film industry.
His brother's best friend was in porn.
I have my brother's best friend. Oh.
Like real porn? He got paid for it?
He got paid for it. He got paid. Did he get regular rates or did he get that extra rate?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Wait, it's got to be porn? Or you got to get paid for it?
Yeah.
These are just iPhone videos?
Yeah. No, these, I think you have to file with the government in order for it to be legitimate. Got to do an I-9 or something like that.
your phone porn is porn too. But it means more when you get paid for it.
It just counts. It doesn't. It's
no. I get paid for this.
I don't doubt it. I don't. Yes, you did.
Just in gratitude.
He wasn't a porn star. He had a hidden cam in his room, and I found his VHS tape. Oh, I like it.
Yeah.
So you found his homemade. Yeah, that's like when Shayna left her phone one time and a coworker of mine picked it up and said, hey, you should lock this phone. And she said to him, if you'd open this phone, you wouldn't be looking me in the eye right now. That's literally what you said to him.
That's what I said to him. I was like, oh, really, my friend?
Yeah.
Let's see.
Yeah, you went through my phone. I don't think so.
No.
Yeah, that would be weird. That would be weird. Found his tape. Did you keep it? That's what I want to know. Josh.
I want to know, did you jack off to it?
Whoa. Probably.
I mean, maybe not the first time, but maybe the second or third time you watched it.
Well, that's just it. If you kept it, then you kept it for reasons.
Right.
You know. I'm not against whatever. He's your friend's brother.
No, brother's friend. Don't care.
Yeah.
Cousin, uncle, who
That'd
knows?
That'd be awesome. Extortion? Take it out and put like a different tape in there. Put like a cartoon tape in there. So when he goes in there later to get it, it's like, what the hell? Teletubbies. night vision in VHS doesn't work. Let's just think about that for a minute while this clock sings to us. Okay. What do you got? No more thinking on that.
You can't even plan
night vision and VHS. So I'm guessing the camera had night vision.
No, the camera probably didn't have night vision because it's VHS, right?
Oh, and so it was just dark every once in a while.
It's just noise.
No, baby.
Because if it's bottom of VHS, a white foot. VHS predated night vision, right?
I have no idea. Oh,
well, he's going to tell us right here.
Oh. Well, call us up and let us know.
Hello?
Is it working?
Yes, it is. Awesome.
What does that even mean, night vision and VHS?
He had a night vision camera, and he recorded on VHS, so the quality was very crappy.
Okay. Yeah. Gotcha.
Okay.
So this is what happened. He used to record porn off of Showtime or something back in the day.
Okay.
But apparently he recorded his own over one.
Oh,
so as a kid, I was watching regular porn, and all of a sudden, it switched to this night vision.
Nice.
And for some weird reason, I recognized the guy in the video.
I love it.
That is awesome. Did you ever tell him?
No.
Okay. Yeah.
I love it.
That's awesome. Did you ever? Well, okay. So you just put it back in it, so he never knew you had the tape.
Nope.
Okay.
I love it.
I just slipped it back in.
That's awesome.
Put it away. Maybe rewound it a couple times. Yep. That's
after
him.
I was done.
There it is. I was waiting for
it.
He was so kind.
He was so kind.
He was so kind.
Yes. Yeah.
So kind.
He appreciated not knowing, I bet.
I love it.
Excellent. That is great. That
and
would
I
be
was
weird.
Kind and I rewind.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. Rewind.
That would be weird.
Touched it.
And just every time you see him, you're just kind of like, weird. There you are. I know what you sound like. That's like when
where
you're.
Where are those night vision goggles at? Where is that night vision videotape?
Like the first time I was at a party, and one of the guys took some chick in the back room, and they were having sex, and he was screaming like, take my cum at the top of his lungs, like over and over and over for minutes and minutes. Take my cum. And I could never party with that dude ever again. I just was like, I don't think I could be around this guy ever.
Fucking love it. I love it.
You're an awkward fuck.
You're an awkward fuck. Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what do you do, Josh?
A star who's known for that?
What?
Wasn't there a porn star that was known for that?
For that?
You used to always scream like dropping loads or something.
Dropping loads.
Dropping loads.
Google it. You gotta Google it.
Shane is on it. Dropping loads. Porn star guy. I don't know. Ask Google. Who's the porn star who said catchphrase was dropping loads? Ask her.
Dropping loads.
Okay, Google. Whose catchphrase was dropping loads?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she's not turned on.
Oh. Oh.
Dropping loads.
There he is. What is it?
I don't know. Let me see.
What are you guys doing? Who is Johnny there?
No.
Oh.
I'm at work.
Are you in the bathroom?
No. I'm trying to get this stray dog.
What?
To come to me.
Don't
so
do that.
Porn star yells dropping loads. Catchphrase.
It could not. What if it's not a real dog, man? What if it's some sort of a cryptic? Like it could be a wolf man, it could
be
a skinwalker.
It disappeared on me.
Skinwalker.
A chupacabra.
Ooh. Chupacabra. We have chupacabras here in Colorado.
I thought that was more Texas.
Yeah, it probably is.
Yeah. They've migrated.
What about the Jersey Devil?
Yeah.
They're in Jersey, probably. It could
definitely Bigfoot.
Definitely, no, it's too small.
I saw Bigfoot.
No.
Nick Manning is the porn star.
Nick Manning.
Nick Manning.
Well, Google, what Google can teach us? What would we do without Google?
Can you get it?
Encyclopedia
you find
Britannica.
The audio.
You got a clip of one of his movies?
Can you find it? No. Yeah.
Give it to me. I could find it.
I'm sure you could. You're funny.
Like, it's definitely more funny than sexy.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It looked more funny. It looked more, yeah.
Well, you gotta have your shtick. If that's all you've got to use is your shtick, right?
Yeah.
Making money. Yeah. Funny, how great is that?
Making money.
Awesome. Well, you working all night, right?
Yeah.
You're the night owl.
Until 10. then back to other work. I work on a couple of TV commercials.
Uh-oh. Here we go. I thought, where in the hell is that coming from? Oh, this is.
Hold on, let me get comfortable.
Yeah.
Let's see if this is it.
Get the crowd involved. Dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun, dun. Oh, I thought that was part of the video. I was like, what is going on?
That's no me. Way. I have sound effects. Come on, let's get this going, Shannon.
I don't know. I'm looking.
Fast forward to the money shot.
Yeah.
I am looking.
You're looking on the wrong website, girl.
That soundtrack brought to you by... What's his name? Nick Cannon? No. That is a good porn star name, though, when you say it in that context. Then you put the turban on and it ruins it. What was his name? What she just said his name, and I can't remember
what it was. I can't remember.
All right, well, Mike M. is here. Thanks, Mike, for joining.
Nick
shit. Something.
Let's see. Nick Manning.
Nick Manning.
There we go.
Catchphrase, dropping loads.
Pornhub. Go to Pornhub.
Pornhub. That's got it all. Do you know on April Fool's Day, they changed their name to Cornhub? And it's all pictures of corn. Some with a lot of butter on them. Some have, like, pepper, all peppered up. Oh. Uh-oh. Ow, wow, wow. What? This is excellent. This is where we are right now. This is what we're doing. Your face, huh? I should be filming you watching this because your face.
I'm trying to find it. Let's see.
Wow, this is riveting. What's up, DY? DXX. We're watching right. Some XX right here. Here comes the money shot.
I feel like it's right here.
Nick Cannon.
And I'm going to miss it.
He has got the trying to get to his catchphrase. That's not his catchphrase. It's not or ooh. That's my catchphrase. Oh.
I don't know if it's happening.
Huh.
I don't know.
Is this like a 27-minute film?
Dear Lord.
Yeah, this guy's got more stamina than I. Give him some props. You know what I say to that guy?
Thank God for editing. He's got to edit.
Ribs bake. I got it.
Here it is.
Did he say ribs bake?
No.
He's not like bake ribs. That's going to be my catchphrase. I'm going to start.
Oh, come on.
Ribs bake.
What? Ribs.
Wait, no, it's more than that, but it's just like this tiniest little spot in here. I can't get it.
I am gonna start saying it's like prime rib.
Alright. We'll have to watch that again and we'll edit it.
Seafood gumbo.
Seafood gumbo. Prime rib. Mary's is prime rib too. Oh, Mike and Jason are here. What's up, guys? What are you gonna yell out at the end right there? Steak and lobster. Oh, surf and turf.
Surf and turf. Your face. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I never get surf and turf. Rib steaks. That's what I thought I heard him say, too, Dina. Rib steaks. Oh, I know it's on my watch list for tomorrow.
Yeah.
Nick Cannon.
Nick Manning.
Nick Manning. Manning. Like Peyton Manning's brother, Nick.
Yeah.
He couldn't throw a ball, but he could come up with a good catchphrase like, Omaha! Rib steak!
Yes. All right. Well, that was a very, very interesting watch. Thanks. Thank you for that.
Oh, boy. We'd love any other suggestions on catchphrases from porn stars. You'd like to look us up. You'd like us to look up. I don't think Ron had his catchphrase, did he, Ron Jeremy? He just had his catchphrase hair.
Yeah.
It just made a noise. like blowing through a forest.
His catchphrase cock.
Yeah, he didn't need a catchphrase with his wiener that size, huh?
He was attractive at one point, wasn't he? Way back in the day, before he turned
Oh, early Ron Jeremy, he was...
Like 70s.
He was the perfect 70s guy. Yeah. He was like
he had the mustache.
You know what you look like? This the guy who does the reverse mortgages, man. Tom Selleck. He was the porn star mortgage.
What?
Tom Selleck. Yeah. He was the Tom Selleck or the Burt Reynolds of the time, right. Of the porn time, yeah. Man. Yeah. He was that guy who had that hair and the mustache and the fucking
the mustache.
The mustache. And all the very covered in body hair. Yep. Right, Josh?
Sorry, I'm googling him.
Hello, that's what that was. He's all hello. What you meant to say is you're screenshotting some
hello,
things.
Mustache.
Yeah, I think Ron Jeremy was attractive, just like so was Gypsy Jane at one time. You know, and Linda. What's the other one? Linda Lovelace.
Linda.
She
Lovelace.
Was beautiful before when we met her.
We met her.
I did.
Well, he did meet her.
We met her because her daughter and lived in the same apartment complex as us. And so she comes over and she's like, listen, my mom's coming into town and I don't want to make this weird or nothing, but it's her. She's Linda Lovelace. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what? No way. And she's like, yeah, blah, blah, blah. So when she showed up and she introduced us, sure as shit, it was Linda Lovelace. And I was cool. And I was like, fine. Well, I don't care. You know what I mean? I hadn't really seen her movies. I knew what it was all about. Right. But I asked her for an autograph. And she said, no. She said, but for $10, I'll give you an autographed T-shirt. And I said, nah. I said, I'll keep my tan.
That's what he said. And then, it was a real thing. And then, I was like...
I should have done it. That next Christmas, she was killed. Yeah, she died. Oh, she died. Wow. Not killed, but she died.
Yeah, she died.
Yeah, that's what you don't... So don't pass up the opportunity to buy a $10 porn star.
T-shirt.
Signed
T-shirt.
Autograph. Yeah. Anyways, she was pretty... Who is the other one? The one that's like all in the news? Jennifer Jump My Bones, something. I don't know. You know the one I'm talking? She's like not the blonde from Pirates, but the other one. Because that's Gypsy Jane.
No, the...
Oh, what, Josh? That Ron Jeremy.
I'm looking up, guys. I can't help you.
Crafty. What's up, Crafty Peach? How are you this evening?
I like that, Crafty Peach.
That's a good name. Versace? Is that what that is?
Oh, yeah, it looks like
it. I think so. What's up, Versace? What's happening?
Oh, yeah.
We're just trying to figure out ugly porn stars if they were hot back in the day.
Back in the day.
Can you think of a porn star now that you're like, that was probably hot back in the day? Ron Jeremy's probably the most famous male out there, porn star. I'd love to get Ron Jeremy on the show.
Yeah, if he did something with his hair.
Yeah.
He had like a weird fro.
He did?
Still does.
Yeah, I think
But his face is nice.
That's part of his icon.
What
That's
happened?
Part of his
hair, yeah.
I think he just let himself go. You know, all the sex went to his head. And
or lack of.
And he just would, you know, like he's got that huge belly now. It's like you can get rid of that easy if you just try a little bit. As a dude who had a great big giant belly once.
Guys can lose weight so
that's
quickly.
A diet change kind of thing. Unless you got some medical issue
with a
hernia or some sort of goiter or something
whatever.
In there.
You still can eat right and you'll lose weight.
A goiter,
you know, some kind
of a tumor.
Undeveloped parasitic twin or something living inside you. Jennifer Flowers, Jennifer Flowers, that's right. She was a porn star.
Really?
Yes, she was. I do.
Really?
Yes.
What was she in?
She was in Jennifer's Flower. One.
And two.
And three. Jennifer Flowers again?
No. Yeah.
Jennifer Flowers some more. Who is the one that was just doing the tour? The one that sued Trump, that wrote the book.
Oh, right. What the fuck?
Josh, did you fall down?
Found the dog?
No.
Okay. I'm telling you, it was a skinwalker. The book, she just wrote the book. She went on the tour with her big boobs.
What's her name? She's blonde.
She was blonde. Yeah, I forget her name. Son,
no,
but
that's how rememberable she is.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's, well, she was probably pretty.
Maybe.
Back in that day. Jennifer Tulips. Jennifer's Tulips, part one and two. Yeah. We could get it to you. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, Stormy Daniels.
Stormy Daniels. Nicely done. Stormy Daniels. Yeah, she wasn't bad back in the day when she was 19, 20. You know, but then it goes all down.
1920. That's as long as you have.
It's it.
That's it. And then you're all washed up. You dirty
Your
whore.
Face, you looked at me like for a second, like, what are you talking about? And then you were like, oh, yeah.
That's right.
90s kid, so.
Yeah.
It's a rough road.
Mine was Jill Kelly.
Jill Kelly. I bet all the hours of porn I watched, I didn't know any of their names.
None of their names.
Mm-mm. I wasn't a name guy.
I remember she was on a lot of magazines.
Jill Kelly?
I snuck in.
Ah.
Yeah. Like the cover photos.
Interesting. Yeah. I don't remember any of them.
Nice blonde.
I was like, those girls have names?
And I'm going to ruin it right now. I'm going to put Jill Kelly, what they look like now.
Oh.
Well, probably real plastic.
Yeah, probably. That's like looking up that old piano teacher you had that used to rub up on your leg. Now, don't look her up. Don't look up Mrs. Jenkins. Don't do it. Don't get on her Facebook. She was pretty when she was 38, but
that's great.
She did the plastic surgery.
Yeah.
Oh, of course
plastic.
She did. She had to.
Plastic.
Got to compete.
Wouldn't that be a great skeleton to find? It's just like the head, the body, the bones, and all the plastic tit sacks and the jaw implants and the cheekbone implants. Oh, don't forget about those biceps that they accidentally put on the triceps.
Oops.
Oops.
Oh, that'd be great.
She's built from behind. She can push down something so hard.
She was a great sprinter. Her first push-off.
All right. Well, we're over our time.
We're amusing ourselves.
Yep, we've gone over our time. I know we could sit here and do this all night.
All night.
But, long. But we can't. We have to go now.
Gotta go. Yeah. All right.
Josh, thank you for everything tonight.
Man. Yep.
I appreciate you bringing all the porn star knowledge into the information. And now we got something to watch later.
Yeah.
With Nick Manning.
Manning. Mm-hmm.
Meow. Nick Manning, we're going to check him out. His catchphrase was rib steak. Rib steak.
We're going to get that. We're going to find it.
Oh, I'll get the audio.
I saved it. I bookmarked it.
Okay. We'll get that audio. If you've got a porn star, it's prime rib, not rib steaks. If you've got a porn star catchphrase you think we should know about,
email us.
Everything Swallow Podcast. I would love to thank our guest in studio this evening, the mysterious green-eyed Marlon.
Yes.
Hey. Thank you so much for coming and being
Thanks
here with us.
Appreciate it.
It's a delight.
I love it. It's great.
Thanks, guys. Good night, crew. That's
night,
right, Mary Poppins.
Night,
thanks, everybody.
Night,
DP, if you changed your name, I don't know where you went.
Joe.
But we'll see you later, everybody. Bye, Dina. Bye, Josh. Bye, Jason, Mike. Bye, everybody else who's in here. Bye. We got to hang up.
You.
Bye. Go ahead, hang up. I'm hanging up
Goodbye.
On you.
Bye.
He's trying to chase down a dog.
Okay.
Don't chase stray dogs, people.
Good night.
No, don't. It never turns out right.
Hey, you know what? I do it, so.
The best case scenario, chasing down a stray dog, is you're stuck with a freaking dog overnight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's no good. You don't know that dog. He don't know you.
It would be better you than out on the street.
What? I don't. Maybe he would have made his way home. You don't know. Maybe he wasn't running the streets. He was running home.
Well, maybe he was running the streets.
See, I still have my testicles.
Okay, Jason.
I know what I'm doing.
Super a lifetime learning. Appreciate you joining the room, but we're actually over for tonight. But give us a follow and give us an email at Everything Swallow Podcast. Don't forget, if you're listening and you haven't had a chance, become a patron. $1, $2, $10,000 a month. It's your choice.
It's your choice.
Just go right on in there, hit the reward button.
Whatever you feel.
It goes to paying for this podcast, getting rid of commercials, upgrading equipment, and getting me a new pair of flip-flops. Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.
Later.